Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable, concealable holsters on the planet. Each American-made holster is built by hand, including the award-winning Cloak Tuck 3.0. This holster is made with a comfortable, form-fitting neoprene and spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Purchase the most advanced holster for just $43.88. Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Alien Gear Holsters now offers a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with premium leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of your firearm with zero signs of sag. Pair one up with a holster and save $15. Every Alien Gear holster is backed by an ironclad triple guarantee. This promise includes a forever warranty, a 30-day test drive, and free holster shell trades for life. Conceal in comfort for as low as $29.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
Radio. Educating, informing,
and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
In hundreds of cities. Wow. Hard to believe this hour of the show is here. Actually, it's not. But I couldn't think of any place I'd rather be than here with you. Love this part of the week. Love to start the week off, because that's what this is. This is the beginning of the week. I know a lot of you are listening to the program, have to get up and go to work tomorrow. It's the beginning of the week. And then we carry it through with you Monday through Friday, 6 days a week, talking about the things that we love to talk about with you. Happy ending stories. Let's give a quick wrap-up of the program so far today. Hour one with Alan Gottlieb was wonderful. We got some great inside information from him and why it is so vital. You know, talking about it for how long, right? Too long, actually. I hated to have to do it, but that's the nature of a campaign. It is what it is. Unfortunately, it's centered on, and one person, what's-her-face, decided to make a large part of her campaign about coming after you, so defend it we did and prevailed. Thank goodness we prevailed. But the importance of the judiciary, the bench, and in this case, I've been preaching it to you for a long time, the Supreme Court. Alan Gottlieb gives us a rundown. We've had a lot of victories over the last few weeks, a lot of victories, last few days. And then we had this bizarre, this bizarre, I don't know of any other way to describe it. Alan, like myself, believes that this was done intentionally, when the judge went farther than he should have with his decision. By doing so, stepped on the rights of all concealed carry permit holders, which, of course, is you. It's me. And tens of millions of other Americans across the country, in particular now the Fourth Circuit, by saying that law enforcement can now, according to this judge's majority opinion, 12-4 decision in the Fourth Circuit, assume that anyone with a gun, including a permit, is dangerous enough to yank them from the vehicle, frisk them, search them, and treat them hostile. Thankfully, Virginia is part of the Fourth Circuit, and the Virginia Citizens Defense League, under the great Phil Van Cleave, I think is probably going to wind up with the final word on this. I don't know how this is going to play out. But that's the kind of information that we got from Alan Gottlieb, along with some of the great victories that we've attained over just the past few days, and victories that we will no doubt attain going forward, challenging some of these dopey opinions out on the Ninth Circuit and concealed carry not being a right and other such nonsense. AWR Hawkins, happy ending stories. Gotta love those. Played some video audio for you. Two great audio tapes that make you wonder where people like Daniel Ruth down in Tampa at the Tampa Bay Times, formerly the St. Pete Times, a liberal rag that is, why they continue to disparage and malign you as a law-abiding citizen when clearly law-abiding citizens across the country save lives with their guns every single day. We read you the stories. We call them happy endings here. Good guy saves other people from bad guy with a gun. Happens every day. So proud to play that for you. That was AWR Hawkins. Now we're going to kind of get into a little bit of gear.
I guess I can say I'm a lifelong Glock carrier. It's been my firearm of choice, really. And I have many firearms. I'm getting ready to purchase a new one tomorrow. Okay, fine. I'll wait until I bring my guest in and tell him what it is. Well, let's just go to it. Mike Paworski, Arms Room, certified Glock armorer, Arms Room radio host. Welcome to the show, brother.
Hey, Mark, thanks for having me.
Hey, man, I can consider myself a lifelong Glock carrier, right? I've been carrying a Glock 36, 23, 17, 43, 21, 19. I'm trying to think if I missed any of the other model numbers that I've had, you know, had a holster on my side over many, many years. You know, a Glock 36, I think I said the 36, but I actually pulled a 36 on the mean streets of Tampa, Florida years ago to defend myself against two miscreants who were approaching my vehicle early one morning at a traffic light. Very comfortable with a Glock. Have never had a negligent discharge with a Glock. But, you know, Mike, I get this question all the time. It's kind of random, but man, you talk about your Glocks, you know, you carry a Glock 17, your wife carries a Glock 43, sometimes I carry the 43. Do you feel safe carrying a Glock? I get that question a lot.
Yeah, 100%. Listen, I carry two of them all day long. The wife carries one, you know, and everybody we know carries the Glock. It's the your predominant safe gun now to carry. Once you've picked it up and you've practiced with it a little and gone over the safety features, there's nothing that beats this.
Okay. Glock, one of the things we hear about, Mike, with the Glocks, this is what I want to spend a half hour, the next two segments talking with you about. You're certified Glock armorer, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me cover first myself the Glock Safe Action System and explain to listeners exactly what it is. And then I want to break that down with you, okay? After you break down each of the three components that make up the Glock, quote-unquote, safe action, in the next segment, what I want to do is give out a little bit of advice. If there's a weakness in the Glock's features, this is it. And I'm talking about the requirement to pull the trigger before disassembly. All right? But I'll go there in the next segment. First, let's start with this. Glock refers to their pistol as the Glock Safe Action. Is that right, Mike?
That's correct. It's the Glock Safe Action System. Correct.
That system is comprised of three safeties on the firearm. There is no external safety that people see on the firearm, the thumb safeties, ambidextrous, left side or right side, port or starboard for all you boaters out there. The safeties on the gun, as you would see on, for example, a 1911, okay?
Right.
So let's start with number one. Number one is the trigger safety. The trigger safety on a Glock is actually built into, it's incorporated into the trigger in the form of a lever in the center of the trigger. And when the trigger is in the forward position, that means not squeezed, it blocks the trigger from moving rearward. To fire the pistol, the trigger safety has to be depressed, meaning the trigger itself must be fully depressed, deliberately depressed. Both the safety and the trigger have to be depressed at the same time. If the trigger safety is not depressed, the trigger won't move. It won't move rearwards, and it won't allow the pistol to fire and the motions to go into play. And I want you to think of that. Let's go theater of the mind. Describe what that trigger safety looks like, Mike.
You know, it's the only external safety that you could see. And like you said, it's not the thumb safety. It's not a traditional safety like you see on a normal semi-automatic handgun. It's almost as if there's from the center of the trigger itself, the flat part where you put the pad of your finger on, it looks like a little blade that comes forward. And it's the same shape as the trigger, and it extends, a quarter of an inch out in front of it. And like you said, you have to depress that and bring it back to the flat part of the trigger where you'd put your pad to shoot on your finger and depress that backwards.
All right. Second is the firing pin safety in a Glock, and it's a spring-loaded safety. What it does is it projects into the firing pin channel. Now, we're getting a little deep here, but I want you to, again, the theater of the mind. We'll let Mike break this down. Anybody that shoots a Glock or has religiously for years knows exactly what I'm talking about. But I want you, if you're thinking about buying a Glock or if you're new to a Glock, if you're new to shooting, if you're new to concealed carry, you undoubtedly have had someone tell you, man, you need to buy a Glock. And I want you to know these things prior to making that purchase or going to the range or taking that first class. These are this is an important process of the function of the Glock that you need to understand. So it's a spring-loaded firing pin safety. It projects into the firing pin channel. What it does is it mechanically blocks the firing pin from moving forward. There's a spring above it. It's a little piece of metal, if you will, that is pushed forward and up. I should say not forward. Let me describe that properly. But it's pushed up into, it actually sits down, let me put it that way, and blocks the firing pin channel. When the trigger motion is started, it pushes itself up. By the depression of the trigger safety and the trigger mechanism itself, thereby clearing a space, right, Mike?
That's right.
To open up that channel so that the firing pin can move forward, and that will, of course, cause a big, loud boom. So what it is, when the trigger is being moved rearwards, when you're pulling the trigger, that vertical extension of the trigger bar pushes the firing pin safety up, clearing that channel, as I just said. During the slide cycling process, the firing pin safety automatically re-engages and locks itself back into position, thereby keeping that firing pin unable to move unless that trigger safety and the trigger is again deliberately pulled rearward. We've got 20 seconds. Did I describe that properly?
Yeah, you know, Mark, theater of mind, it looks like a piston sitting there. It has the round head and the shaft below it, and as it moves up, the tiny shaft below it allows the firing pin to come by.
Okay, we're getting ready to take a break. What I want to do is go into the third safety of the Glock Safe Action pistol when we come back. That's the drop safety. This one is going to need some explanation from Mike. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to explain this one to you and provide that theater of the mind. It can get a little mechanical, but I'm sure we'll find a way to do it for you because that's what we do here. We'll be back with Mike Pawarski, certified Glock armor, right after this. Don't go away.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Hello, gun lovers. Did you get the brand new gun you wanted for Christmas? If not, don't worry. I've got some big news for you. You know, I proudly support the Second Amendment, which is why I'm a United States Concealed Carry Association member. And since the USCCA's mission is to train, protect, and ensure responsibly armed Americans, just like you and me, they're giving 10 of my listeners $1,500 each to buy a brand new Kimber. But this deal won't last long, so make sure you head over to DefendThem.com. Lock in your 10 chances to win. If you didn't get your dream Kimber for Christmas, I know you're not going to want to miss out on the biggest Kimber giveaway yet. Remember, 10 names will be drawn, so that means 10 U.S. residents, 21 and over, will walk away with $1,500 to buy a brand new Kimber. Entering is easy, and it's 100% free. Just visit DefendThem.com before it's too late. Again, that's DefendThem.com, where your 10 chances to spend $1,500 on your dream Kimber are about to end. DefendThem.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Tuned in to Armed American Radio.
Look, I hate to tell you this, Democrats, but it's your party coming after our guns. Simple as that.
Don't give me that line about how outlawing guns means only outlaws will have guns. I hate that catchphrase.
Has it ever been disproven?
Regardless, it's annoying to hear people say it.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio,
Mark Walters.
All right, we're back in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you, and we're talking about the Glock safe action pistol. What does safe action mean? What comprises, what are the functions, the mechanics, the engineering, the design within a Glock that make up the safe action? That's comprised of three things. We talked about the trigger safety, the little center wing, if you will, inside the safety that must, or inside the trigger, that must be depressed. I guess the easiest way, Mike Pawarski, I'm talking to from Arms Room Radio, the Arms Room, he is a manufacturer of AR-15s and a certified Glock armor. I guess a good way to say that, Mike, is if you were to have the to pull the trigger back and put your the tip of your index finger, your right and left index finger on both sides of the trigger and not in the center and pull back, that trigger safety will not be depressed. That trigger will not move.
Yeah, and that's actually one of the safety checks you should be doing on your firearm after you clean it, exactly what you just said.
Exactly. Okay, now let's go into the firing pin safety briefly. This is like a piston that rises up and down on a swing or on a spring, if you will. When the trigger, the safety is depressed, the trigger is fully depressed rearward, which forces that firing pin safety to move upward, clearing the firing pin channel, allowing the firing pin, the striker, if you will, in a striker-fired pistol, to move forward into that channel. It's no longer blocked. It unblocks it and blocks it depending on the trigger being pressed or released. Then we've got the drop safety. A little bit complicated here. The trigger, I'm going to do the best I can. The trigger mechanism itself combines both the drop safety and the firing pin safety. It's got two parts of it. The rear of it houses or moves or what engages, if you will, and disengages the drop safety. The upper portion up near the top is what lifts and lowers the quote-unquote piston or the firing pin safety we were talking about. And on the rear side, it's the drop safety. When the trigger's pulled to the rear, when it's depressed, a bar moves down on a shelf in the rear of the pistol. And what that does is it separates the firing pin lug from what? Mike, explain that better than I can.
Trigger bar. Now, I want you to think of the firing pin itself. It's a short piece of metal, 2-3 inches long, depending on the model. The firing pin comes through the firing pin hole, and that's what hits the bullet. Now, we know, like you said, the firing pin safety, that's the little piston that moves up and down. That moves up, and as the large part of the piston moves up, and the narrower part is exposed and allows the firing pin to go through the channel. At the same time, on the back end, and this is the third safety, the drop safety, the firing pin, as you pictured it, is a small, thin piece of metal. Well, it's like a capital letter L, and there's a little dog leg that comes down. So that little dog leg is blocked by the trigger bar. So the trigger bar moves the little safety bar by the safety ramp in the back. So it's another thing holding back the firing pin. So there's two different things holding the firing pin back, basically, a firing pin safety and the drop safety. Now, they both do two different things, but the drop safety does one thing by itself also, and that's exactly what it sounds like. If you were to, and this was always a concern with old firearms, and a lot of them are updated these days, if you were to take this gun fully loaded and drop it on the ground, as long as it's performing correctly and you've maintained it correctly, this is not going to allow the firing pin to move forward. It's not going to fire.
It won't fire, period, if you drop it on its rear end, essentially. What happens is that blocks, and then in conjunction with the firing pin safety, you've got two. You have two safety mechanisms keeping that firing pin from moving forward through that channel. Even if it were to somehow move forward, it's not going to get past the firing pin safety. So all three of those are working in unison, right?
Yes.
To keep a Glock safe. Here's where people have a problem with the Glock. Well, it doesn't have an external safety. Well, nor does your revolver, pal. All right, now the Glock, and there's some debate here to others, not to me, but the Glock is a double-action pistol, period, right or wrong?
Yeah, they call it the Glock action, but yeah, it has that smooth, steady, constant pull the whole way through, just like a double-action would.
Okay, we're talking about a striker-fired versus a hammer, and I don't want to get into all of that right now. We'll just simply run out of time. Here's what I wanted to do. Now that we've got the Glock safe action at least mentioned, you can check it out at Glock.com and find out for yourself. Many of you own the Glocks and know this, but to the newbies out there and those who don't, this is important stuff. I really encourage you to follow up and learn how your pistol works. It is the same action in any model of Glock. Doesn't matter whether it's a 380, SIG 357, doesn't matter if it's a 45 ACP, 9mm, it makes no difference. All of these Glocks function the same, and you need to understand that. Now, if there's a downside to a Glock at all, excuse me, as far as this host is concerned, it is the requirement upon disassembly to clean this firearm correctly that the trigger be depressed. Now, boy, I got to tell you, I do some things personally because I understand that I'm human and I may make a mistake. So I've got a little trick. Mike, we're going to carry you into about midway into the next segment. We're not going to finish it in this segment. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's good.
All right. There are takedown levers on both sides of the slide of a Glock. The Glock needs to be unloaded. Remove the magazine. Pull the slide rearward. Make sure the chamber is clear. Make sure there is nothing in the chamber. That's when you have to do the one thing I don't like, and that's depress the trigger. Correct, Mike? Take it from there. Then what happens?
Yeah, that's correct. But, you know, I think we need to reemphasize those first couple of points there. You've got your firearm there. It's going for cleaning time. You're going to be working the action on this. You want to make sure you're pointed in the safe direction. The safe direction is not at the drywall, not at the couch. It's where, if it were to go off, nobody has a chance of getting hurt. And then it's take the magazine out. Take the magazine, put it somewhere else. Take the ammo out of the mag so it can't accidentally get back into the gun. Then start to work the action. Clear it physically, clear it visually, and then you move on to the next step where you're going to have to depress that trigger before you disassemble the firearm.
Right. You have to depress the trigger to activate the takedown levers on both sides. Once the trigger is depressed, trying to describe the grip, you'll grab it from underneath, grab the takedown levers on both sides, depress the trigger, pull the levers down, and then with your opposite hand, just pull the slide right off. And taking the Glock apart is very simple. It's an incredibly designed pistol. That's the one part about that I don't like.
I don't know if any other firearm this simple to take apart. I don't know if anything else this simple to take apart. It's an incredible design by a man who knew nothing about firearms, which is why it's so innovative.
Yeah, it really was. How he came up with this is really astonishing. You can read the entire story, you know, just Google it up. But it is quite fascinating. Again, the trigger has to be depressed. And remember, there's no such thing as an accidental discharge. There's only a negligent discharge. I don't know what the percentage of discharges are on takedown versus somebody reholstering with their finger on the trigger, whatever the case may be. Glock gets a bad rap upon reholster. Look, a Glock, like a revolver, doesn't fire unless the trigger's depressed. It's that simple. No matter what gun you're carrying, the greatest safety you have is the one right in between your ears, okay? You need to learn how to use it. When we come back from this break, I want to give you a little trick I've been using for years. Just Mark's trick, and it's worked for me for decades, and it might work for you. But you can't be one of those paranoid people if you want to take Mark's advice. I'll explain what I'm talking about when we come back. Mike, I think you know what it is I do when I carry my Glocks, just for my own sake, because I've got it built into my muscle memory. It's just something I do. Maybe you can build it into yours as well. Continuing to talk with Mike Pawarski, and then the captain from the Captain's America Third Watch will be here. We're going to carry Mike over for just a little bit, then we'll go to the captain. Back right after this.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Yeah, Second Amendment Foundation, great stuff. I am Mark Walters, and boy, I can't believe it. Whew, these fastest hours, individual hours in radio, just fly right by. Got to tell you, the Gun A Day giveaway from the USCCA is back on February 1. You'll hear me talking about it on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense beginning tomorrow. Isn't that great? We get to do this all over again tomorrow for an hour every single day, 6 days a week. We get to educate you, inform you, and entertain you. I couldn't think of anything I'd rather be doing than spending the time I spend with you on the radio. It's just fantastic, and I appreciate all of the emails. If you want to engage me, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And I have got some great emails. Probably go over them on the daytime program. Don't have any time to get into them today. mark@armedamericanradio.org. All right, I'm talking with Mike Paworski of the Arms Room, a certified Glock armorer. Mike, welcome back to the show. I appreciate you staying over just a little bit longer. Let's do this. We were talking, we went through the safe action pistol. We went through the three internal safeties, if you will. There are no external safeties on a Glock. I guess the trigger safety could be considered to a certain degree and extent an external safety of some sort, right?
Externally visible, but it's not one you would manually use to put it on safe.
It's not something that you would consider as an external safety in the, you know, in the ways of a 1911 or something.
Correct.
All right. Having said that, we mentioned that the trigger, it's not a flaw in the design. I want to make that clear. It's not, some people would call it a flaw, but it's not. It was intentionally designed that way, and it's been that way since the 1980s. It's not going to change. The number one safety is between your head. It's part of the takedown process of a Glock to disassemble. And as we mentioned, it's one of the easiest pistols, if not the easiest pistol, to disassemble and reassemble. A novice can do it. I had my kids doing it when they were, before they had double digits in their ages, okay? The only thing that held them back was the strength of their hands to help them put it together without some assistance. I mean, it's that simple to do. Yeah. My mother-in-law hated that, by the way. She hated that, but she's come around. If you're listening, you know what I'm saying. You know. God, I love you. All right. But the trigger has to be depressed to take down the pistol. Here's what I do, Mike, for my own head. My Glock 17 holds 17 rounds in the standard capacity magazine. It is not an extended capacity. It is not a high capacity. It's the magazine that the gun was designed with as a double stack magazine to hold 17 rounds, of 9mm ammo. That's simple.
Right.
I load that magazine with 17 rounds. I chamber a round, and I holster my firearm. Now, many folks will hit the magazine release and top that magazine off with 17 again, putting 18 rounds into capability into the gun, of course being 17 in the magazine and one in the pipe. I'm not that paranoid, and my 17 rounds are good enough. Now, here's why I do that. Mike, when I release that magazine, when I go to clean my firearm, because anytime that gun is on me, it's loaded and it's chambered. When I release that magazine, the first thing I do, and this is just muscle memory, I've been doing it for years, is I glance down at the indicator on the back of that magazine and I visibly see an empty round. I see it with my own eyes.
Yeah.
That is just an extra reminder to me, hey man, that gun has a round, that gun has a round in the chamber. That's a double check for me. Because I'm human, Mike. I'm going to make a mistake one day. I am capable. I'm smart enough to know that I'm capable as a human being of pulling out that magazine and thinking, okay, my gun is unloaded, I don't remember chambering it, squeezing the trigger with my hands on that takedown, on the takedown levers on both the port and starboard side of that slide, okay?
Yeah.
And make that mistake. And that's just one extra safety measure that I take myself. Give me your thoughts.
Yeah, listen, absolutely. Whatever you develop, whatever your technique is that works for you, that's wonderful. That one sounds great. That's one that I know that a lot of people do. These Glocks, like you said before, and we'll say it over again, the number one safety on these Glocks is between your ears. These were designed by a guy that didn't know guns. And when he put that pulled the trigger safety feature, that pulled the trigger disassembly in there, he thought to himself, wow, I mean, people are going to check their guns 10 times before they pull the trigger, right? It's that simple, folks. Don't overthink it. Unload your gun. Know your technique. Make sure it's safe. And these guns, listen, every gen that comes out with these guns gets better and better safety-wise and performance-wise.
All right, so make that clear. I want to talk, let's not talk, Let's not talk to gearheads. You said every gen that comes out. Explain what you mean by that for those that might not know what that means.
Over the past 25 years with the firearms, there's been we're through four generations there with just a little bit of upgrades, just right. little ergonomic things, perhaps a little spring. Over the years they developed, they decided they wanted to make the spring a little bit more tension. Now they've changed in the latest gen a different size grip safeties. They've different size back straps on the grip, to try and make it more user friendly for people of all different shapes and sizes. And now there's what looks like a Gen 5 on the horizon that the law enforcement is starting to get issued. They haven't, Glock has not said it yet, but it sure does look like it's going to be a new gen, and it looks to be a good one to me.
Yeah, for example, the Gen 3, I carried a 17 for years. It's the largest 9mm that Glock makes for all intents and purposes. It's a healthy gun. It's a double stack. It's got heft to it. If you've got smaller hands, it can be a handful, okay? The Gen 4 reduced the ergonomics of the grip somewhat, and it came with two back straps, making that grip, you can make the grip bigger and wider if you want, or you can thin it out for those of us with a little bit smaller hands. Either way, the Glock 17 works for me, but it just made it a little bit more comfortable, and I'm carrying now, I think I'm on my second Gen 4 Glock 17. But there have been no other changes to the firearm. Now, Mike, I want to leave you with this. There are some aftermarket parts, lasers, for example. I don't want to name company names because a lot of people like them. I've used them all. I don't have anything against any of them. But, there's an old adage with a gun. Never blank with your carry gun, okay?
Yeah.
Never mess with your carry gun, okay? Don't redesign your carry gun. You don't want to lighten that trigger pull. It's a 5.5-pound pull out of the box. Some people put the New York triggers in them, and that's fine. You can do those things. But when you pull that trigger pull down to 1.5 pounds or something like that, you're really beginning to mess with that fire. That's my opinion. One of the pieces, one of the key components of the firearm is the spring itself. And some of those aftermarket lasers actually replace the spring, Mike.
Yeah.
Smart move or bad? Smart move? I mean, tell me.
No, listen, I'm like you. I carry it stock. When you ever have to use your gun and you ever have to, engage somebody else with it, and your adrenaline's dumping, you're not going to – the difference between a 5-pound trigger pull and a 1-pound trigger pull at that point is you don't even know you pulled the 1-pound trigger pull and it went off and you didn't want it to.
And you know what? Under a stressful situation, Mike, even more important is you didn't even hear it go off. All right?
Yeah.
And I can tell you that from personal experience. And because we're going to get ready to close out this segment, I want to apologize. We kept you a little bit longer than we anticipated. But I wanted to make sure we got through all of these parts with the Glocks. So many people are carrying the Glocks. So many people over the holidays bought Glocks for themselves or for loved ones. And they will read about and hear about the Glock isn't safe. For somebody will make the Glock's as safe as the revolver that you can buy made by Smith & Wesson. As long as you keep your finger off that trigger and say it in the fun way, keep your booger hook off the bang switch, the gun's not going to go pow. It's that simple. Period. It is that simple. But I'm getting sidetracked here, Mike. You want to leave it with anything else when it comes to the Glock?
Great firearms. Any firearm you were to pick up, you wouldn't pick up a chainsaw without reading the manual first and getting some training. You do that with any firearm, including the Glock. And remember that the biggest safety is right there between your ears.
Okay. Yeah, you're right on the money with that. And, I got to tell you, I've owned them for years. And, I tell you, the bigger the Glock, the better. Now, you know what I wanted to tell you? I'm thinking about buying the new P320.
Yeah, not a bad
SIG gun. I'm thinking about buying the military was just awarded SIG. The SIG P320 is now going to be the new sidearm of choice for the U.S. military. There are a couple feature differences on the firearm, I believe. The stock gun does not come with an external ambidextrous safety, and the military version, I believe, is coming with an ambidextrous safety. But do you like the gun? We've got 20 seconds, yes or no?
It's a good gun. The SIG makes a great gun, but it doesn't have that uniformity that Glock has. No matter if it's that 380 all the way up to that 10mm long slide, you can
right.
do them with your eyes closed, everything. You never have to worry about muscle memory. It's all in the same place. Now, the SIG's a great gun, but I carry the Glocks all the time for that reason.
Well, there you go. Yeah, you're not going to be able to change. Yeah, that SIG, there's a lot of different models of SIGs, and each one of those models has different features on it. Not so with the Glock. So if you bought a Glock, you bought a great gun, you bought a safe gun. Remember, the safety is right between your ears, folks. We'll be back with the captain of the Captain's America Third Watch right after this. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today. Today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights,
Mark Walters.
Great music bringing you back in. That's The Whitest Light, man. Some great stuff. Love that alternative rock and roll. Yeah. Ate some barbecue with those boys in Springfield, Missouri. Isn't that great? Love it. Yeah, bet you never heard of that, huh? Now, Shanto's keeping it running for me. I could play the whole thing. All right, welcome back to the program, the final segment of the show. Let's go right to the phone lines. The Crossbreed Holster studio lines are open. We've got, of course, Captain Matt Bruce from the Captain's America Third Watch. Captain, how you doing? I apologize. We went over with our previous guest, but we had to get that information on the Glock out there. So many millions of Americans have bought them and need to know and understand that firearm they have in their hands. I know you agree with that. How you doing, Captain?
The world is burning down. We've got two major news stories developing right now. One is an attack on a mosque in Quebec City, Canada. Unfortunately, several people killed, several people wounded. One of the people that they've arrested, two people involved, maybe three, has a French surname. So it looks like as if the Muslims in this case were attacked by some citizens, if you will, and one of them had an AK-47, and it's not a pretty scene, and that's about all I can say about it until my show comes on, because this is a developing story, and it sounds horrific.
Captain, you've got tomorrow's news today, really, don't you?
Yeah, I do, and I got more.
You know, I mean, that's what's so great about your program. Tell my listeners, we've got new stations, new affiliates across the country out in Sacramento and in San Francisco, California. We've got them up in New Hampshire. We've got them throughout the country. Tell us about your program, where it airs, when it airs, how they can find it, where they can hear it. And just like me, Red Nation Rising Radio Network is carrying your show as it carries this one, obviously. Tell us.
Well, first of all, I have a live program. It's News Talk with callers that call in as well between 2 and 6 a.m. in the morning, Monday through Friday. And we encourage people to call in between our guests, because we try to schedule a guest for the top of each hour for one or two segments. Tonight we'll be talking about politics, but we'll be talking specifically about how George Soros is all tied up in the protests that are going on, plus the legal challenge. His money is all over this, number one. And number two, we're also going to talk about how the walls that are in 65 countries around the world, walls to protect their borders from other people. You know, we don't worry about it here. We're all upset about it, but 65 countries seem to be able to get away with it. And, oh, by the way, there's 40 other Muslim countries that weren't mentioned on the list that we don't seem to have too much of a problem with. But we break stories all night long, whatever they are, wherever they come from, around the country, around the world. That's what we do.
And you do a hell of a job at it. It's always fun to listen to. And I'm proud to say that I participate on your program every Wednesday at 5 a.m. Eastern, 2 a.m. Pacific. You can hear me on the Captain's America Third Watch talking about freedom and guns. And, you know, he gets my take on things, and we just have a really good conversation. Speaking of guns,
yeah,
with the remaining 4 to 5 minutes we have, you have been following the story closely for us of SB 140 in Florida. Now, let me briefly set this up for listeners who are in the Kenai in Alaska. Maybe not Alaska, constitutional carry state might not be a great example, but let's go to any other state around the country that still has the permit process in place, or maybe wants to work on its open carry, or maybe moving towards constitutional carry. And here's why. Because what generally happens in Florida from a pro-gun standpoint tends to work its way across the country rapidly. See, for example, the permitting process, if you were listening in the first hour, that AWR Hawkins and I were talking about. It was Florida's groundbreaking concealed carry law in 1987 that gave you the concealed carry permitting structure, for the most part, that you have in your state. And number two, Stand Your Ground is another great example. If you're living in a state or listening to this program in a state that protects you with Stand Your Ground, it was Florida in October of 2010, if I'm not mistaken, that instituted that groundbreaking, now known as Stand Your Ground, that steamrolled across the country. So when these stories break in Florida, they tend to move in your direction. What's happening on 140? Tell us what it is and where we're at with it now.
Well, my good friend Senator Greg Stube, right down here from just over the pond from me, over across the bridge in Sarasota, Manatee Counties, has got this bill for the open carry of a handgun, which would allow any license permit holder, concealed weapon holder of a firearm to carry openly, removes the restriction on the license holders carrying on college, university campuses, removes the restriction against license holders carrying firearms inside the passenger terminal of an airport, which would have saved the day down in Fort Lauderdale, as we know, and removes the restriction against concealed weapons carrier permits carrying in courthouses under certain conditions.
Now, this is now to many of you listening to this, that's not groundbreaking stuff. You've had open carry in your state. In fact, 45 states do. Florida is one of 5 states that does not permit any form of open carry. Myself, in Georgia, just north of the Florida border, open carry is the law of the land with a permit. There are other states that have open carry, pure open carry, what we call Gold Star open carry, no permit required. Yet that is not the same as constitutional carry. When you hear us refer to constitutional carry, we're talking about a law-abiding citizen can carry their darn gun in any way they choose, concealed or open, no permit necessary, period. One-fifth of the nation is now constitutional carry. There are two other states on the horizon, three if you want to include Texas. They are working on that again in Texas. Hopefully they will get to that point in Texas. They just instituted open carry. But, yeah, Texas should go. We'll see what happens there. Some states, yeah, like in Georgia, man, you know, I'd love to see it, but we're just not there yet for other reasons. I can tell you that later when the legislative process begins here. But South Dakota, New Hampshire, your governors have indicated they will sign the bills that are now working their way through the legislatures, and that's positive news. Captain, I think probably two-thirds of the country by the end of a Trump 8-year run will be constitutional carry states. I'm hoping Florida's one of them, if not at least open carry. What's your gut sense? What's the captain's gut sense with that bill?
Right now, that bill, SB 140, and the two related House bills moving along with it, HB 6001 and 6005, which is the campus carry and concealed weapons and firearms and airport terminals over in the House, are being tabled. And they're being tabled until about March to allow all this blowback to settle down from the Fort Lauderdale shooting. Plus, there may be more blowback coming out of perhaps even something that could have happened up in Canada. We have a lot of Canadians down here right now that have dual citizenship that come down here in the wintertime and all that. So they're gonna not do anything until March. I do know that I believe Governor Scott will sign this if they can get it out of committee and get a vote on the floor. But for some reason, the guys down south, you know, the legislators down south are very skittish about this.
Yeah, that's because of the influence of the northern vote, if you will.
Yeah.
The snowbird northern vote. A
right.
lot of New Yorkers down in southeast Florida and so forth. And, you know, I got to tell you, that's what you get, unfortunately. I've watched Florida turn purple over the last decade, and it's sad, quite frankly. But hopefully, I will tell you this. Florida has always and will always remain a gun-friendly state. That's a fact. And I will tell you this, too, Captain. The governor will sign. You're absolutely right. I'm with you on this 100%, brother. Governor Scott will sign that bill. And if he does, you're likely to see other legislatures across the country follow suit. So what happens down there matters. What happens down there matters. Pay attention to what goes on in Florida when it comes to pro-gun stuff, even though some of you have already blown far by Florida and blown right past them. Hey, Captain, thanks very much. The Captain's America. You can listen to him in just a few hours, 2 a.m. to 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. on the West Coast. I'm sorry, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. on the East Coast, 11 to 3 a.m. on the West Coast. The Captain's America Third Watch. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom here in the Crossbreed Holster Armed American Radio Studios every single week. We're going to get up and do it on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, and I'll close that hour out the same way I'm going to close this. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. See you tomorrow.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.